June 12, 1938. The Truth, Bearer of Divine Seeds. How Knowledge Forms New Divine Lives. The Glory That the Soul Will Receive in Return, in Heaven. One who lives abandoned in Jesus' arms is his favorite. I am always returning to the divine volition. Its immensity is such that while I am in the middle of its ocean, trying in vain to embrace all its acts, since it takes centuries to do it, and still, they would not be enough to embrace all its acts, I seem to come back to my smallness. So, while I was wandering in the fiat, my sweet Jesus, who needs the love of those who want to live in His will, told me, "My blessed daughter, it is only when I speak about my will that my love can find peace, and that it calms down from its anxiety and delirium. In the Word, in the truth I manifest, it finds sweet rest, because it sees its love taking place in the creatures, in order to receive love in return and form its life. It is necessary to manifest the merits and the goods contained in it in order to attract and enchant the creature to live in it, otherwise they won't move. Now, you must know that every knowledge I manifest and every act done in my will, thanks to this knowledge, is like a divine seed acquired by the soul. This seed will produce new divine science. Oh! How she will be able to speak the language of her Creator! Every truth will be a new celestial language with the virtue of being understandable to those who listen and want to receive this divine seed. This seed will produce new life of sanctity, new love, new goodness, new joy and happiness. These seeds of truth will be as many divine properties acquired by the soul. The joy we receive when the soul operates in our will is such that we communicate it to all the blessed. You must know that as many are the divine seeds that the soul acquires by knowledge of my fiat, so many more degrees of our knowledge and glory will we extend to her when, having finished her life down here, she will come to our heavenly fatherland. To each knowledge acquired on earth will correspond a double knowledge of our supreme entity in our celestial residence. To each divine seed a degree of glory, joy and happiness. Therefore, the happiness, joy and glory of the blessed will be in proportion to how much they will have known us. Consider, for example, a man who did not study different languages. In hearing them being spoken, he will not understand a thing. Moreover, he certainly could not be employed as a teacher of these languages to let him earn a higher salary. He will only be able to teach the little he knows and earn little money. In the same way, if men do not know us on earth, they won't make enough room in their souls to be able to receive all our joy and happiness. Even if we desire to give it to them, it would just not fit, and they would not understand anything. Therefore, the glory of the blessed will correspond to how many acts in our will they have done. Glory and joy will be higher the more knowledge they acquired. This can make the blessed reach such a height that all the celestial court will be amazed, because each additional knowledge is a new divine life that the soul acquires, a life with infinite goods and joys. Do you think it's nothing for the souls to possess many of our new divine lives as her own property? What we will not give of joy, happiness and love, in return for these new divine lives that she possesses. We long for our children who will live in our will, to make ourselves known on earth, since it will be their teacher of the new sciences of their Creator and will make them beautiful, wise, holy and noble, according to the knowledge acquired. We await them in our celestial court to inundate them with our new joys, beauties and happiness, that we haven't been able to give until now. And since in heaven all the blessed are bound together as a family, loving each other in a perfect way, they will all participate in the glory and joy of these children. Not as direct glory and joy, but in an indirect way, thanks to the bond of love among themselves. So, we want our will to be known on earth in order to show, from the depth of our divine womb, new infinite joys and happiness to those who live in it. Then he added with unspeakable tenderness, "My good daughter, I love creatures very much, but I feel more captured, won and attracted to love the soul that lives abandoned in my arms, as if she had nobody in the world, only her Jesus, trusting me and me only. If she is offered other kinds of support, she refuses them, to have only the support of her Jesus, who holds her tightly in his arms, defending her and taking care of her completely. These are the souls that I love very, very much, my favorite ones. I surround them with my divine power. I build around them the wall of my love. Woe to those who touch them. My love will know how to defend them, and my power will know how to topple those who want to displease her. The souls abandoned in me live only of me and I of them, as if we lived on one breath and one love. If some human support arises, they look into it to see if I'm there, and if I'm not, they're on a way to find shelter in my arms. Only these are the souls I can really trust, confide to them my secrets, and lean on them as well. I am certain that they do not get out of my will, because they are always with me. The one who doesn't live abandoned in me, instead, runs away from my arms. She does not refuse human supports. Rather, she gets a taste for them. She is inconstant. One moment she looks for me, another, for creatures. She is forced to feel the disillusion from creatures that opens deep gashes in the soul, and she feels the earth in her heart, my will's life, far away from herself. Oh, if everyone abandoned themselves in my arms, the earth would disappear for them, they wouldn't pay attention to anybody, I would be enough for all. I love, so much, the one who lives abandoned in my arms, that I show her the greatest excesses of my love, my love jokes, my curses. I reach the point of inventing new love tricks to keep them busy and centered in my love. Therefore, live abandoned in my arms, and everything you will find are Jesus defending, helping and sustaining you.